Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 15, 2022. Spirituality cannot be conveyed by the language of our world. Question: Lurianic Kabbalah began to develop in the world in the 16th century and to this day is the basis of this wisdom. All Kabbalistic books written before, for example, the Tanakh, the Book of Zohar, the Talmud, etc. talk about one thing: how to balance your egoistic nature and reveal the Creator. What is special about the Lurianic Kabbalah? Answer: the fact is that it is not easy to tell a person in our world about the Creator and his actions because it is a completely different world, different relationships, and different actions. All this is absolutely not what we observe and what we are used to in the corporeal world. This is absolutely incomparable with our qualities, actions, and thoughts, and therefore, it is difficult to retell something from the spiritual world in the language of our world. The spiritual world is not like ours at all. It is a world not so much of thoughts but rather of intentions. And certainly not of physical actions. But how can this be communicated to a person? Kabbalists of antiquity were already born with such a feeling and gradually developed in their feelings to a more general concept of where they are with their special qualities of bestowal, connection, love, and penetration into the hidden, secret forces of nature. This is perhaps the hardest thing to explain. After all, people believe that in the form we are in now, we can feel the upper world. But how is it possible? We experience the corporeal world through our five senses. If we had other sensory organs, we would get completely different impressions both about ourselves and about the world around us. Therein lies the problem. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, August 2, 2022. A wonderful quality of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Therefore, we must ask, why then did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing about it, which should be publicized. There is a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they do not understand what they are learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls. Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot. The fact is that Kabbalistic texts speak about the structure of the soul and the structure of the entire system of spiritual forces. By studying them, we awaken these spiritual forces that influence us, with greater intensity and develop us, with greater speed in the correct direction. Therefore, by studying Kabbalah in a group with a certain number of people who yearn for the same goal, the revelation of the Creator, the revelation of the upper world, advances us, very intensively. If a person along with everyone in the group reads, say, the Book of Zohar, and utters some words he does not understand the meaning of, he still awakens the surrounding light with his desire, which then becomes his inner light. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, July 19, 2022. On a new segment of the path. The next degree of our development is Adam, man. It lies in the fact that we begin to understand nature and behave in accordance with it. It is not nature that pushes and leads us, pulling all the strings. But we ourselves learn from it and arrange ourselves in accordance with it, each one of us, and all of us, together in a new society. For this we need to learn and acquire a different nature. How will people realize this need and overcome their inertia and self-confidence? How will they get out of them? By what blows? Will it take a lot of blood or a little? Look what is happening in the world. We suddenly find ourselves in a completely new world. It changes so quickly. All this is in order to lead us to the next state. The inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels are automatically involved through a single law of nature. They exist in harmony, although we do not see this harmony with our egoistic feelings. A person, however, is egoistic, contrary to nature, and must bring himself into conformity with it. We need to get into contact with each other in order to create a system within ourselves that would come into contact with the general force of nature. Then the inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels of nature will also connect to the degree of man. This is where development ends. This is what we must come to. Now we are on a very seriously advancing segment of the path. It's an interesting time. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. To see the future, February 5th, 2013. There is none else besides the Creator. The phrase "there is none else besides Him" means the beginning and the end of the spiritual path. I do not like to talk abstractly, but this is incredible. It is necessary to enter into this concept many times. There is no one acting except the Creator. No one in the world has the opportunity to do anything because only the Creator, that is, the Upper Light, creates, gives birth to, moves, and does everything. In general, all the energy, all the power, everything that holds, creates, and transforms all living things is only the force of light, the force of the Creator. However, the Creator has placed a spark in us, with the help of which we can influence something ourselves, based on this spark and not on egoism. Our egoism is something inanimate that cannot be inverted. But everything that exists in us, and in inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature exists because of this spark. There are people in whom this spark begins to motivate them to actions similar to the Creator. It does not just enliven them, but gives them the desire to become like Him. Such people are called Adam from the word Dome, similar. If this spark in people is in the first, second, and third stages, meaning in the inanimate, vegetative, and animate ones, then it moves them, and they develop science, culture, technology, and so on. And when its intensity reaches the fourth stage in a person, then one yearns for equivalence with the Creator. He is carried somewhere beyond the clouds. He must find the meaning of life, its source. Such people are called Israel, which means straight to the Creator. Abraham gathered such people in Babylon and began to work with them on the ascent to the Creator. That is why they are called Kabbalists. These people have existed in all ages and exist to this day. Throughout history, many scientists and philosophers, not necessarily Jews, understood this, studied and correctly interpreted the science of revealing the Creator because they had this spark, this point in the heart, this star. It leads a person to the Creator, and He reveals that there is only one single force of light that controls everything. However, due to the fact that a point of the fourth degree awakens in a person, he himself can invite the influence of light upon himself, but only if he really wants to become like it. If he wants to rise above his egoism or even change it to bestowal instead of reception, then he can ask the light to do it. But in any case, only the light does everything, and therefore, there is none else besides him. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. None else besides him, February 14th, 2013. Finding your way. Question: do you remember your state when you began to observe yourself a little from the side, but at the same time you were not yet detached from yourself? Are there any nuances that allow you to look at this state more clearly? Answer: there are no tricks here, no miracles or secrets that I might like to reveal to some people, but not to others. No matter how close or distant a person is to me, he still goes the way that depends only on him. So there's nothing you can do here. The main thing is perseverance and the effectiveness of every minute that you want to use. I was lucky that I could work a limited number of hours every day to provide for my family, and devote the rest of my time to Kabbalah. Of course, I gave myself to it fully. How much I wrote, rewrote, and published, I did everything. These were very effective years, and years of searching too. When you develop internally, you are constantly searching. Although you are next to the teacher, It does not help. You have to find your own way. It is inside you. I think that all the people who studied with us, and are not with us, now, those who have stepped aside for some time, have, in fact, not moved away, they will return anyway. A couple of blows and they will understand that there is no other way. They must still realize themselves. Eventually, hundreds of thousands, if not several million people in the world will join us. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Secrets of Kabbalah, February 11, 2013. A special soul. Question: when you say that a person who attains spirituality burns from the inside and it really begins to be felt, do you take analogies from what you perceived yourself? Answer: of course, from myself. Everything that exists in the world, a person lives through himself. Look how everyone lives their life, short or long, more or less prosperous, suffering, with problems, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Question: you are talking about such scorching things. Did you really have to go through this yourself to feel all that? Answer: by going through it, I saw that if I deviated to the right or left line, I would either turn into a flatbread, or it would be something perfect, a soft down pillow that would smoothly slow down my train. Question: so, when you went through these states, did you clearly feel each of them? Answer: yes, because a person usually walks in the middle line. He still hits a barrier that slows him down, but it is like hooks grabbing you when you need to stop. These grips slowly slow you down. Question: and everyone will have to go through these states? Answer: of course, it is a must, the right and left lines upon which you build the middle line. It depends in what form, that is, to what extent. In accordance with my soul, I had to study so much and disseminate so much. There are such souls among the souls, not high, but just special. They are required to be teachers or leaders in charge, and so on. Once we visited a former student of Rabash and he, looking at me, said, "I look at you and how many years you have been doing this. I remember once you had a fight with everyone, including Rabash, and refused to go to the coast with him. Then I went with him. And there I asked him, 'Rav, why don't you expel this slateman? Look what he allows himself.' Rabash replied, 'I would kick him out, but he has a special soul.' I did not understand it then, but now I see that you do not give up, you continue and keep hitting one spot all the time. Why am I saying this? Not to spotlight myself. There is nothing special about it because the Creator appoints and removes. But everyone simply has a mission, and it must be fulfilled. I feel it pressing on me, and I am implementing it. Is it possible to escape from it? It is forbidden. Whether you agree with it or not is your problem. I am trying to agree, to justify the Creator's plan, in relation to myself at least. Therefore, I have no questions about how I live. I feel that it must be done. And what is interesting about Kabbalah, the more you study, the more you realize that this image you are playing now does not really exist. Nothing remains of a person. It is in our world, in its history, we remember great or famous people, positive or negative. But there is nothing left at all. That same integral point remains in the huge system, which played its role because the Creator played it that way. And that is it. So, I have a very simple mission. I am trying to do the maximum of what I feel from my science. As much as it works, it works. As much as it does not, it does not. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. To see the future, February 5, 2013. Michael Leitman, on Quora: how can I shift my emotions from negative to positive? Throughout nature, negative feelings run in parallel to positive ones to sustain the balance. We should thus first understand that negative feelings surface in us, from nature, in order for us to enter into balance with nature. Doing so will lead us, to understand both negative and positive systems in nature, and we will be in between them as its masters. We thus should not try to suppress or cover up negative feelings, but complement them with positive ones. Suppose that we take a negative feeling like depression, it needs to balance out with joy and happiness. I understand that this sounds far-fetched, because joy and happiness are the most distant feelings from depression. However, doing so becomes possible if we engage in connection-enriching learning on a regular basis. If we are in an environment that regularly explains and promotes to us that negative feelings are an invitation for us to develop to their positive opposites, and which provides support and encouragement to do so, then it is possible to make such a shift. The process is quite simple to explain, but it requires regular engagement in a supportive environment connected to such learning in order to implement. The process is as follows: a negative feeling arises, and we then have to find its source and its purpose, that the negative feeling arises in us, from nature, in order for us to seek its opposite, joy and happiness. We then have to learn how to relate to negative feelings as to positive ones, and be equally grateful for negative feelings as for positive ones. By doing so, we learn how to live between the two, because there can be no plus without a minus. If we engage in such a process, then we become masters of our state. We will know what to do with negative emotions when they arise, and we will understand that nature awakens such feelings solely in order for us to enter into balance with it. Moreover, we need to understand that as we develop into the future, we can expect more and more negative feelings. From one day to the next, things will get worse. I promise. The world will cry and shout, and no remedy will help. If today we can take some pills or shots to try alleviate our pains, tomorrow we will find that they will no longer work. Drugs will not help us in the future, because nature will lead us to a state of feeling a complete sense of depression and negative feelings. It might seem cruel, but it is in order for us to reach a much better state, one that we have yet to experience, through realizing the correct solution, that we need to want the positive force, that it would balance out the negative force in us, which is the reason for depression and all other negative sensations. Based on the video How to Shift Your Emotions from Negative to Positive with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.